AP News, I'm Mike Hempen. Iran and Oman have moved closer to an agreement on the Strait of Hormuz. This comes after President Trump said a deal to reopen the critical waterway could be announced soon. The strait's closure has driven up global fuel prices. The state of New Mexico has sued the Department of Justice and Acting Attorney General Todd Blanche, saying the federal government has blocked it from carrying out its own investigation into Jeffrey Epstein's sex crimes. New Mexico Attorney General Raul Torres says the state seeks intervention from a judge in Washington, D.C., saying Todd Blanche is stonewalling a criminal investigation into Epstein's activities at the Zorro Ranch.
We have been forced to file an action against the United States Department of Justice and Acting Attorney General Todd Blanche for their continued refusal to provide unrestricted and unredacted access to the complete Epstein file.
The November midterms will pose a key test for progressives after a major battleground primary win.
Abdul El-Sayed is Michigan's Democratic Senate nominee after narrowly winning a bruising fight with what progressive leader Bernie Sanders calls the most extraordinary win in modern American party politics.
He took on the national Democratic establishment.
Now he has to unite Democrats in a state key to retaking the Senate majority and beat the GOP's Mike Rogers to claim the seat of retiring Democrat Gary Peters, who says El-Sayed has to immediately start reaching out to fellow Democrats.
Which he assured me will happen.
Top Senate Republican John Thune says the GOP's now in a pretty good spot in Michigan.
And this is the extreme radical choice.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
This is AP News. There has been a big collision in outer space.
Scientists say they're certain a SpaceX rocket has slammed into the moon. Astrophysicist Jonathan McDowell is one of the scientists monitoring the Falcon 9 rocket that launched last year. The rocket
is now in teeny little pieces scattered over the surface of the moon near Einstein Crater.
McDowell says the rocket did its job within a few hours of launch.
Batteries ran out. It's been a dead hunk of 4 tons of metal ever since, just orbiting under gravity.
A telescope in Chile spotted what astronomers have identified as the debris plume resulting from the high-speed crash.
I would imagine that the U.S. Lunar Reconnaissance Orbiter, which is a huge spy camera in low orbit around the moon, will eventually spot a mark on the moon where the rocket hit.
SpaceX says it's working with NASA to avoid any further lunar littering. I'm Ed Donahue.
I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.